disparate black political groups are working to plan a roadmap for political success for African Americans living in Erie County. Former county legislator and city council member Betty Jean Grant says black political unity in the county has slowly crumbled since she began her political career in the 1990s.
I've seen this community become less united than it was then. The goal of ours, of those of us who were in politics so many years ago, was to have a unified community that spoke as one voice.
Grant cites the remarkable organizing that went on in Georgia ahead of the presidential election and Senate runoffs, which saw the red state flip to blue, as the power in unification.
So what we're going to do is try to find out what is the problem, what the problems are. How can we rectify them? What can we do that we can maybe have a Stacey Abrams?
Despite past antagonisms on social media between the older, more established community members and the younger progressive set, all agree that they see unfairness on the part of the Erie County Democratic Committee for its handling of the endorsement process for two African-American candidates, Sheriff candidate Miles Carter and District 1 legislative seat candidate Dominique Calhoun. Carter alleges committee chairman Jeremy Zellner of laughing off his candidacy. In recent Facebook posts, Grant says the ECDC is treating black Democrats like they are expendable, despite African Americans in Erie County voting overwhelmingly in favor of Democrats. In response to Grant, Zellner says one needs to look no further than the countywide ticket from 4 years ago to see that the ECDC has an inclusive mindset in endorsing candidates.
We recruited and endorsed Vanessa Glushevsky for Erie County Comptroller, and we endorsed and supported Bernie Tolbert for Erie County Sheriff. Both of them nearly won. So I'm proud of what we did, and to say that you know, African Americans or any diverse group is being left out is just absolutely false.
While admiring Carter's passion, Zellner says his letter seeking endorsement was delivered too late in the process.
Mr. Carter's letter came in, you know, at the 11th hour, late last week at best. I don't know the exact times. And so, you know, it just wouldn't be fair to those other candidates who went through this vetting process that was extensive.
It is expected the ECDC will endorse Brian Gould, the former Cheektowaga Assistant Police Chief, on Saturday. Thomas O'Neill White, WBFO News.